Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Bateta Toekwe. In our top stories, the World Bank will inject an additional more than 1,000 billion CFA francs in development aid to Cameroon. The institution's executive director representing Cameroon at its board of directors, Alain Bello, made the announcement today in Yaoundé after Secondary Education Minister Professor Nalova Lyonga has launched the 2024-2025 school year with emphasis on employing new pedagogic tools for efficient digitalization. Out of Cameroon, Kamala Harris has been officially nominated by the U.S. Democratic Party as their candidate for the presidential election coming up in November. And in sports, Cameroon's women's basketball team will tonight at 7 p.m. clash with their DRC counterparts in Kinshasa in the second leg qualifier of the 27th Women's Afrobasket Tournament billed for Cote d'Ivoire next year. Up next is the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon edition bulletin with Winston Lebga. The World Bank has announced plans to step up its financial assistance to Cameroon's economic development program to the tune of $2 billion. An official who represents Cameroon at the Bank of Directors, Abdul Salam Bello, announced a meeting with the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganou Jumesi, today in Yaoundé. Mr. Bello appreciated the level of progress in ongoing road projects in the far north and northwest regions of the country that are being funded by the World Bank. Cameroon and the Republic of Congo have reviewed the terms of a memorandum signed in 2017 on the preservation of the Congo Basin. It includes the creation of a blue fund that addresses climate change challenges on the continental and global scale. The tropical rainforest region of the Congo Basin is home to over 10,000 plant species and more than half of Africa's animal species. Cameroon's Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga, has launched the 2024-2025 school year today. She did so at the Government Bilingual Technical High School in the Sam neighborhood of Yaoundé during a ceremony in which the minister emphasized the need for the digitalization of classroom exercises. 200 young Cameroonians selected from the 10 regions of the country are to benefit from an ICT training program run by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education in partnership with the Jackie Feli Nafak Center. The training program will make the young people entrepreneurs in the information and communication technology sector. About 1,000 children are attending an ICT camp in Edea, littoral region, wherein they are receiving lessons on artificial intelligence. It is organized by the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications under the theme Artificial Intelligence, Opportunities and Challenges for a Patriotic Youth. Over 1,000 children whose parents have passed on and who were police officers have been supplied with materials necessary for them to be part of the back-to-school train. The orphans received the school supplies from the Police Wives Association, known by the acronym POWA. This happened at the National Advanced Police School in a ceremony chaired by the Social Affairs Minister, Pauline Irene Nguene. Abroad, the U.S. Democratic Party has nominated Kamala Harris as its candidate for the presidential election to hold in November. Kamala Harris was chosen last night at the Democratic Convention that took place in Chicago. She is to accept the nomination on Thursday. In sports, football. In the Women's Unified CAF Champions League qualifier, Likefi FC of Yaoundé are about now taking on Congolese side Diable Noir in their second game in the Stade de Mati in the DRC's capital city, Kinshasa. Likefi will be looking for a second victory after their 5-0 bashing of Atletico Femenino from Equatorial Guinea, and this against the Congolese side that won their previous game by 7-0. Basketball. Cameroon's national women's basketball team will play against the DR Congo today at 7 p.m. in Kinshasa. The game is a second leg qualifier for the 27th edition of the Women's Afrobasket Tournament to take place next year in the Côte d'Ivoire. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. Cameroon's financial aid from the World Bank to fund her economic and development projects will receive an additional more than 1,000 billion CFA francs. The announcement was made by the executive director representing Cameroon at the World Bank Board of Directors, Abdul Salam Bello, after a meeting with the country's Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganou Djoumessi. Patience Wingo with the details.
The executive director representing Cameroon at the World Bank Board of Directors, Abdul Salam Bello, and his delegation met with the Minister of Public Works within the framework of his ongoing working visit to the country. Among important issues discussed was the advancement of ongoing road construction and rehabilitation projects funded by the World Bank in some parts of Cameroon. Briefing the visiting delegation on the progress and quality of works such as the Bamenda Babaju and Mora Dabanga Kuseri stretches, Minister Emmanuel Nganou Djoumessi pleaded for more support from the World Bank to meet up with challenges. A wish instantly granted by the visiting World Bank Executive Director, Abdul Salam Bello, who promised that funds made available to the government of Cameroon to boost economic development will witness a remarkable increase.
We just approved the country partnership framework, the document that builds the relationship between the two parties for 2025-2029. Currently, the portfolio is about $4.2 billion, but through this new partnership, we aim at mobilizing $2 billion more.
The visiting World Bank official also said his institution is set to finance maritime and railway projects in Cameroon.
We had the opportunity of discussing with His Excellency the Minister on the infrastructure development in the country, starting from the road, but also talking about the connectivity, the port, the railway going forward. But on a specific case of roads, we discussed also implementation of most important projects in the northern part, where we have some situation related to fragility context, but also the issue related to opportunities to strengthen maintenance, especially when we look at climate agenda.
It was an appreciative minister of Public Works who thanked the World Bank for continuing to support the socio-economic development of Cameroon, especially in expanding national and sub-regional networks.
Some members of the Regional Council of Supreme Audit Institutions in French-speaking sub-Saharan Africa have begun upgrading their professional capacities to better handle issues related to the harmonization of audit practices in member countries. This at a three-day capacity building workshop that opened in Yaoundé today in the presence of the acting president of the organization, better known by its French acronym as CREFIAF, Jimmy Munganga Ngwaka of the Democratic Republic of Congo, while welcoming top officials from 10 sub-Saharan French-speaking countries. The president of the executive committee of CREFIAF, Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Supreme State Audit, Ba Acha Rose Fomundam, said technological evolution and gender parity are some salient issues that will be addressed during this maiden joint technical committee meeting. Take a listen.
We are here under the umbrella of CREFIAF, and this workshop is for our two technical commissions in charge of building the professional capacity of our members and building the capacity of the ESA itself and questions relating to gender. They were working on a strategic plan of 2019 to 2024, and we are almost at the end of 2024. They've come here to take stock, to see what they have done. We still have emerging issues. Our Supreme Audit Institutions need to be abreast. There is always the question of gender. Does it really exist even in our Supreme Audit Institutions? This is what we want to do so that we preach, for example.
Ba Acha Rose Fomunda, Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of the Supreme State Audit. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, and his counterpart of the Republic of Congo, Arlette Soudan Nonault, have expressed their commitment to intensify efforts to achieving a green economy in the Congo Basin. This is at a two-day session ending today, with stakeholders expected to adopt new measures to preserve the Congo Basin, among them the Blue Font projects presented to us by FOC Babatunde in the following report.
The Congo Basin is the second largest rainforest region after the Amazon, covering 8.6 million kilometers square. It is home to more than 10,000 plant species and more than half of Africa's animal species, many which are threatened with extinction. It is for this reason that the 17 member states of the Congo Basin conceded to create a fund called the Congo Basin Blue Fund. The Blue Fund is expected to address climate change challenges on a global scale, improve inland waterways through regular maintenance, fight against erosion, and promote renewable energies. During the 20th meeting of state parties to the Congo Basin Forest Partnership, which took place in June in Kinshasa, the Minister of Forestry outlined problems related to access to finance, stating the injustices of climate finance and the length of procedures and conditions for access to financing imposed on African countries. To mobilize the necessary resources for this project, the funds are made available by the member states, national, sub-regional, and international financing mechanisms, and the trust fund for this project is the African Development Bank.
The Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga, has launched the 2024-2025 school year. This was during a two-day pedagogic resumption of the new school year, which is underway at Government Bilingual Technical High School, SAM, in Yaoundé. Ngu Henry's on the line from the campus of Government Technical High School, SAM. Hello, Henry.
Good afternoon, Doris. You are welcome to Government Bilingual Technical High School in SAM Yaoundé, which since yesterday is playing host to the solemn pedagogic resumption of the 2024-2025 academic year for the Ministry of Secondary Education. It is a forum par excellence to make a balance sheet of the last academic year and unveil the roadmap for the next school year in the ministry. It filters from the conclave that the just-ended academic year witnessed a general drop in the performance of students in both end-of-year and official examinations. The rate of coverage of programs in the ministry was 90.95%, as of teaching 89.16% for the official examinations, 52.04% for examinations organized by the General Certificate of Education, GCE Board, and just 44.94% for examinations by the Office de Baccalauréat. For the new school year, the secondary education stakeholders have as innovations the reform of the learning framework and its impact on achievements and prospects of the digitalization of teaching. Minister Nalova Lyonga has challenged them to accelerate the impact of digitalization on classroom practices, intensify the clean school concept initiated 3 years ago, and implement the revised syllabi of the first cycle of general secondary education in the 2024-2025 academic year. Ngu Henry, reporting from the campus of GBTHS SAM Yaoundé.
Thanks, Henry. And as the next school year draws nigh, cost and quality are reasons advanced by some school officials in Yaoundé for the non-respect of the official book list. Many say they are not always satisfied with the content of the required books and prefer completing them with other books in order to match the pedagogic standards of their schools. Vanessa Wutnang Snamung tells us more in the following report.
In Cameroon, there is a popular phenomenon wherein, after the official book list is published by the state, some school authorities take it upon themselves to add more books to the required list and compel parents to purchase them. According to the principal of a lay private school in Yaoundé, this is unlawful.
Schools that are doing so are doing it under illegality. There is a ministerial text that prohibits the use of textbooks that are not in the official book list.
Many opine that this practice can't hardly be discarded. This is especially by outstanding results searching schools due to the quality of these official books.
Some of such books are authored by teachers in such schools, and the schools may see that teacher as one of the best in the subject, and so they equally draw the conclusion that a book published by such a teacher is a good one.
If they cannot meet the requirements of the exams, equally to look for other books, especially the language books.
Though many are of the opinion that besides being just a money-making venture, the outcome of the non-respect of the recommended textbooks should be the success of learners at the end of the school year.
The Police Wives Association, POWA, has donated basic school materials to 1,200 orphans of the national security personnel in the center region. The gifts, which are intended to assist the kids realize their academic dreams, were handed over to the recipients during a ceremony today at the National Police Advanced School in Yaoundé, presided at by the Minister of Social Affairs. Pauline Irene Gene, Colette Jani reports.
The consignment of gifts were made up of school bags, books, pens, crayons, reams of papers, and other didactic materials to help provide stability and continuity to orphans of the National Security Dr. Rema School. Presenting the school needs to the recipients, the National President of the Police Wives Association, POWA, Philomene Bangangele, wife of the Delegate General of the National Security, said the annual exercise seeks to assist school-going children of fallen police officers achieve their academic dreams.
C'est un sac Jacques fait. From theory, it is very good. They think about us to go to school.
They give me a bag and all the materials inside. I say thank you for all the things that they gave to us.
This is to do that my mother should not spend many money for me. Now she will only buy my uniform and pay my school fees.
Accompanied by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Benandoua, and other top officials of the General Delegation of National Security, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Gene, who presided over the ceremony, lauded the initiative, which she said will go a long way to make the orphans and widows feel supported and valued while reducing the financial strain during the back-to-school period. A similar donation exercise will be carried out in the other 9 regions of Cameroon that will bring the total of beneficiaries to 4,000.
The governor of the Adamawa region has lauded the input of a philanthropist in the promotion of the education of destitute children. Kildadi Tagieke Bukara made the compliment while officially inaugurating a complex including well-equipped dormitories and refectories funded by a member of the local elite, Amadou Modibo, to ease the education of the underprivileged in Gaoundéré. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from Gaoundéré.
As a transformative resource, the newly inaugurated facility is ready to provide care and educational support to some 6,000 destitute children from Adamawa region and beyond. To the philanthropic founder of the complex, Amadou Modibo, the structure is designed to stir up hopes for a better life for this category of children who now have the opportunity to enjoy their right to education.
It means lending a helping hand to an entire community. Every child, regardless of their circumstances, deserves to be treated with dignity and compassion.
While officially inaugurating the infrastructure, the governor of the Adamawa region, Kildadi Tagieke Buka, lauded the initiative, which he says falls in line with government's policy of promoting inclusive education and encourage the beneficiaries to avail themselves of the chance to get educated and contribute to nation building. In Gaoundéré, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Back to School 2024. That was our special slot on the news.
The 8th edition of the Information and Communication Technologies ICT Camp has opened in Edeya with close to 1,000 children participating. Organized by the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, the camp is holding under the banner Artificial Intelligence Opportunities and Challenges for a Patriotic Youth. Our littoral regional correspondent, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, is in Edeya and now tells us some of the things the kids are being taught.
The close to 1,000 children are attending the ICT camp in two sites, namely Government High School Edeya and Government Technical High School. The assistant pedagogue in charge of activities at the Government High School site, Nelson Tawi, says all activities are centered around artificial intelligence, opportunities and challenges for a patriotic youth.
To help them understand how artificial intelligence functions. For example, being on Microsoft, which is an app that even from school the children are using already to learn how to type.
As trainers harp on the opportunities offered by artificial intelligence, they are also pleading the case for responsible use.
Our main goal in this camp is to help the children to live from the ills of the uses of artificial intelligence to making more use of the opportunities that artificial intelligence presents to them.
Apart from ICTs, the camp also seeks to instill the spirit of civic responsibility and patriotism on the children.
It is very unpatriotic for a Cameroonian youth to use the image of the President of the Republic, Mr. Paul Biya, to create a sticker that the President is loving or is playing football.
Nelson Tawi has also disclosed that they have tailored their pedagogic approach to suit the age group of participants.
Songs, games, and rhymes to pass on the message to the children, because we have found other, those are the things that they like the most.
The evenings are reserved for the projection of films and other content. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
Participants at the Edeya ICT camp are drawn from different backgrounds with different levels of exposure to the information and communication technologies. Our reporter Pontianos Lawong singled out two girls to illustrate the knowledge gap and says both of them have gone for the camp with the same objective, to improve their knowledge in ICTs, including artificial intelligence.
Jessica Ngwa executing the hymn of the 8th ICT camp. With little access to the computer and the Android phone, her knowledge of ICTs is limited.
I chat on Facebook. When I have some assignments, I'll do research in Google, but I don't know much in computer.
On the other hand, 16-year-old Karen Allison Chombe studies computer sciences in school. She has a better mastery of ICTs, including artificial intelligence.
Tool Flash is an application that helps us to learn research. For example, helps teachers in pedagogic ways and help us students to do research, because we have a lot of difficulties in math, physics.
Managing the knowledge gap could require a trick for instructors at the camp. However, children with a better mastery like Karen help their peers to understand better.
ChatGPT, so to chat abroad. You also use translation for those who don't know how to speak from one language to another. So it's very beneficial, and I recommend that application.
Karen and Jessica have come to Edeya with great expectations.
I don't know anything about artificial intelligence. I have come here to learn more about it,
to go deeper in artificial intelligence. So tomorrow, I can help everyone that wants to enter in artificial intelligence, that you can go further with it.
Both teenagers are unanimous that the ICT camp has served as a platform for them to experience community life and to interact with peers from all parts of Cameroon. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
The government of Cameroon is aware of the harmful effects of the misuse of artificial intelligence on the youth. The ICT camp, initiated by the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications for teenagers, clearly demonstrates the commitment of public authorities to raising awareness among young people on the importance of using the technology responsibly. Bertrand Osumba comments that anticipation is worth the effort.
Artificial intelligence is a revolutionary technology that simplifies daily tasks, saves time, and enhances efficiency through its remarkable responsiveness. However, some individuals, among youths, misuse AI by invading privacy, committing fraud, and distorting reality. Promoting ethical AI use can help prevent such misconduct. Government, through the Ministry of Post and Telecommunication, is resolved to play a key role in establishing deterrent legal frameworks to safeguard against harmful consequences. The ongoing ICT camp targets teenagers, the main users of AI technology, to raise awareness and guide their choices towards the positive aspect of technology. This approach is essential to instill the self-discipline required for a more beneficial and responsible use.
The final of the Ngoketunja Divisional Unity and Peace Tournament has ended in Dup, with more than 6 million CFA francs distributed to all the participating teams from the three subdivisions of Ngoketunja. The organizers of the tournament, Honorable Njingu Musa Questo at the National Assembly, and an illustrious elite, Sylvester Mo Tangong, say their aim is to promote peace and unity in the crisis-stricken area. Colden Dofeke Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest.
The ongoing sociopolitical crisis in the region is gradually changing the narrative in Ngoketunja Division thanks to the yearly volleyball, handball, basketball and football tournament that bring together participating teams from the three subdivisions of Babesi, Palekumbad and Dup Central. The organizer of the Ngoketunja Divisional Unity Sports Peace Tournament, Honorable Njingu Musa Questo at the National Assembly, with huge support from an illustrious elite of the division, Mr. Mo Sylvester Tangong, underscore that the aim of the tournament is to promote peace and unity in Ngoketunja Division, which is suffering from the ugly phase of the sociopolitical crisis.
Football, handball is a uniting factor and can promote peace and unity within the community. And I want to thank my brother, Mo Sylvester.
To the senior divisional officer of Ngoketunja, Kweton Anderson, the competition is a symbol of the community's desire for peace and harmony.
I feel happy and satisfied for this great day.
Prizes were awarded to winners and all the participating teams for back-to-school support. Colden Dofeke Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
To end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The World Bank will inject an additional more than 1,000 billion CFA francs in development aid to Cameroon. The institution's executive director representing Cameroon and its board of directors, Abdul Salam Bello, made the announcement today in Yaoundé after a meeting with Public Works Minister. Secondary Education Minister Professor Nalova Lyonga has launched the 2024-2025 school year with emphasis on employing new pedagogic tools for efficient digitalization. Out of Cameroon, Kamala Harris has been officially nominated by the U.S. Democratic Party as their candidate for the presidential election coming up in November. And in sports, Cameroon's women's basketball team will tonight at 7 p.m. clash with their DRC counterparts in Kinshasa in the second leg qualifier of the 27th Women's Afrobasket Tournament billed for Cote d'Ivoire next year. And that's a wrap on CRTV's afternoon edition. My name is Doris Batitata-Ekwe. Coralie Laetitia Emini has the summary of the news in French. Good afternoon, Coralie.
Bon après-midi Doris, madame, messieurs, bon après-midi. Gestion des finances publiques, les commissions techniques des institutions supérieures de contrôle d'Afrique francophone subsaharienne étaient réunies ce matin à Yaoundé. C'était dans le cadre de leur première réunion annuelle conjointe consacrée à l'évaluation du plan de travail quinquennal élaboré en 2019. Les travaux étaient présidés par le ministre délégué à la présidence de la République chargé du contrôle supérieur de l'État. L'enveloppe de la Banque mondiale au Cameroun va connaître une augmentation de l'ordre de 2 milliards de dollars, soit plus de 1 000 milliards de francs CFA. Le secteur des infrastructures bénéficiera largement de cette ressource financière supplémentaire qui rentre dans le nouveau cadre de partenariat entre le Cameroun et l'institution financière. L'administrateur pour le Cameroun auprès de la Banque mondiale, Abdoul Salam Bello, a eu une réunion de travail ce matin avec le ministre des Travaux publics. Emmanuel Nganou Djoumessi a indiqué aux responsables du groupe de la Banque mondiale les projets prioritaires qui exigent une mobilisation de fonds. En éducation, l'année scolaire 2024-2025 approche à grands pas. Ce matin, au lycée technique bilingue de Sam, le ministère des Enseignements secondaires a tenu sa rentrée pédagogique solennelle. C'était sous la houlette du patron de ce département ministériel, Pauline Nalova-Lyonga. La rencontre, qui va durer 2 jours, a pour but de tirer des leçons du taux d'échec aux différents examens certificatifs de l'année scolaire écoulée et de corriger le tir lors de la prochaine année scolaire. Et toujours en éducation, le camp de vacances TIC 2024 s'est ouvert à Edea dans la Sanaga maritime. Le programme annuel réunit près de 1000 jeunes venus des 10 régions du pays autour des technologies de l'information et de la communication. L'objectif étant de donner à ces jeunes participants des clés d'utilisation responsables des TIC afin de tirer pleinement avantage de ces innovations technologiques et notamment de l'intelligence artificielle qui constitue un gisement d'opportunités dans un monde qui fonce à grande vitesse vers sa 4e révolution. Hors de nos frontières États-Unis, Kamala Harris est officiellement la candidate des démocrates pour la présidentielle de novembre prochain. L'actuelle vice-présidente américaine vient d'être désignée par son parti pour challenger le républicain Donald Trump. C'était hier à Chicago au cours de la 2e journée de la convention démocrate dont la ferveur a été rehaussée par l'adhésion de l'ex-président américain Barack Obama. Et de retour au Cameroun avec le sport, le basketball féminin, les Lions indomptables défient ce mercredi les Léopards d'âme de la RDC. Le coup d'envoi de la rencontre sera donné à 19h à Kinshasa. Les deux sélections s'affrontent dans le cadre de la manche retour des éliminatoires FIBA Afrobasket 2025 zone Afrique centrale. Et c'était le condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi.